Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. I thank the Lord for every chance He gives me to make these broadcasts. My instructions from the Lord was to make as many of these as I can because He loves His people. I thought of something years ago. Men of God are anointed, and most ministers preach at least 52 messages a year on Sunday morning, and then another 52 on Wednesday night, and some churches have Wednesday night service, and there'll be another 50 to 45 to 52 messages. And I said, what if they met, if the anointing went forth more frequently, what would happen? You know, we grow. The Lord gives us His revelation at our pace, and when you're hungry for the Lord and you really want to know Him, everything with God is increasable. And the Lord makes things simple. The Word of God is easy it's easily understood if you have a heart that loves God. Nothing is complicated with God. The problem is the warfare, the distractions of Satan. And that's where our fight is. And because of the warfare, we don't just learn God's word in peace. We have to win a war sometime so that we can go forward. And with this in mind, God wants us to know Him. And the enemy, at the same time that he's revealing information to us, the enemy works hard to distract us. He's afraid of us knowing God. That's where the victory is, in us knowing who God is. The Lord is always ready to reveal Himself on our behalf. And Satan, he's desperate. He's desperately trying to stop every move of God through those who love Him. That's why everybody that can help you succeed in life, He try to find a way to divide you from them. Everybody that can be a blessing to you, everybody that can help you, everybody that can say what you need, and then those that will hear you speak the goodness of God, He try to divide them out of your life as well. So He try to divide us from those that would grow stronger, and He try to divide us from those that can help us, and also against those who we can help. He's trying to put points of division there. In children, He tried to divide them from their parents, you know, and divide the parents from the children. He give you the worst information about the people that love you and the people that you love. Sometimes parents are too quick to think that their children will do wrong or not do what they should do or not make the best decisions, or the enemy will accuse them of being too immature to make it in life. You know, all these distractions, don't buy into it. If a person wants to do something, there's nothing that will stop them. If they can overcome the enemy, they can succeed just fine. The Lord already put a part of Him in them. Everybody has their own personality, their own reasoning ability. And if they want to make it, they will. And grown people don't need us to make them do what they should do. And if you can't make a person get a job, because in order to keep the job, they got to work the job. If they don't really want to work, they're not going to keep the job anyway. It's the same thing with everything. On the radio broadcast, the Lord had me doing a few broadcasts on how college students change their majors. Sometimes the original thing that they first began to do, that's where their heart was. Not always, but most of the time, that's where their heart was, in that direction. And then when things get complicated, they change their majors too quick. And more effort should be put into what's in your heart. Not how much money you'll make from it, but what is in your heart to do. That's what you're going to be good at. That's where you're going to be a blessing. And if you do it with the motive to serve mankind, to be a blessing to society, you know, according to the wisdom of God, you're going to be rewarded there. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to work for free. I'm not saying be a servant and don't get rewarded for it. Everybody that works deserves, and they deserve what their earnings. And because God requires us to take care of our families, how can He require us to take care of our families if we're working for free? That's not reasonable, so that's not God. Now, but what is in your heart is important. But don't let obstacles and distractions stop you from doing what you got to do. Don't let convenience do it either. You know, you can stop school and get a better job and live comfortably now, but finishing school is important. Now, it takes the Holy Spirit to know when to do what. But remember this, if you don't remember anything else on this broadcast, God is easily to be understood, and He created everything to work simply. Lester Summerall, the blessed man of God, I was able to hear him before he died. He said, if it's not simple, it's not God. He said, God is not complicated, and He does everything He do, it's easy to do, it's easy to begin, it's easy to continue. It requires your faith, but God is not complicated. But Satan is the complicator. He said, when things get complicated, you're left off following God. Because God makes things easier to, you know, even things that take a lot of knowledge. Let's say being a doctor, all the things you got to learn to be a good doctor, or to be a mechanic, you got to learn the intricates of a transmission. Those things take knowledge, but you can learn it. But when you learn it well, you're able to simplify it if you have to explain it. So all the wonderful things that you see that God made, He can teach you about it, and He'll simplify it. But when He teaches you, He simplifies it. And He teaches us at our own pace. And He can, He can give you knowledge. That's a miracle. That probably won't happen, but He can. You know, that was a girl I just heard about yesterday. She was deaf, and she never heard before, so she couldn't talk. And she went to a church service. The Lord opened her ears, she could hear, and He enabled her to speak. And she told her mom that was a good service. And her mom was driving the car and was alarmed because she never heard her daughter speak. God can do miracles, and sometimes you can expect them. But most of the times, He teaches you things step by step, and you have to learn. And even that little girl, if she wants to know God, she got to learn Him. Even though He did a miracle, God can put knowledge in you. You know, that's a miracle. That was a lady that God called to preach, and she could not read. And the Lord downloaded the Bible into her spirit, and she was able to recite scriptures and everything. Those are miracles. God can do that. On the day of Nimrod, the Tower of Babel, the men were going to try to build this tower to heaven. And the Lord said that the people are one. Let us confound their language. And that's how He divided the work. He took away knowledge and gave them knowledge. That's where the languages came from. Man did not create language. No man ever created a language. All the language God created them. And that's how the men were divided, according to their language. Now, languages change over time because people say things differently, and the meanings, they use words with different intents, and that changes the meaning or adds more meanings to one word. You know, like Old English, we don't use words like thee and thou and thy. We use words like you and yours and mine, you know. But those kind of things, modern, every language gets modernized, but God created all the languages. Now, but everything with God is easy, is simple to understand. And when God gives us knowledge, and His knowledge is good, it's something we can use. Look at James chapter 3. Verse 13. It reads, this is James 3, verse 13. It says, who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if ye have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descends not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish. Now that's the way of strife and, you know, envy and strife. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. You may have heard me quote that scripture. This is where it's found. But watch verse 17. This is what I'm getting to. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. This is how I know God. Everything he say to me, everything he teach me, it's off the charts in wisdom. I mean, it's great. The wisdom of everything God ever talked to me about is great. It's full of wisdom. It's off the charts. Man's wisdom doesn't compare. But the first thing is pure. That's the first thing I noticed, the purity of what God says. Second, peace, it's peaceable. Thirdly, it's gentle. And fourthly, it's easy to be entreated. It's easy to receive. It's easy to understand. As long as you're humble in your own heart. Now, if you're deceptive and full of pride, you'll reject it. But God won't. He give grace to humble people, and he resists the proud. He's not trying to teach proud men. That wisdom is to stop being proud. See, pride, the kind of pride I'm talking about, is opposition against God. Not gladness, like when your son makes a touchdown, or stops somebody from being tackled. You know, your son is a linebacker and he blocks somebody, and somebody else on his team make a football, a touchdown. Now, that's a blessing. That's, you know, that's gladness. See, it's one thing to be, you know, proud of your child or for making straight A's or doing well. You know, that's a rejoicing happiness. That's a gladness. That's not the kind of pride I'm talking about, but the dangerous pride is, you know, those who want to be preeminent, better than others. They want to be, you know, the first, and you know, they want the glory to go to God, and they want to be recognized. They want to be this preeminence. You know, that's dangerous for us, and that causes us to be angry when other people succeed. And if somebody looks better or do better than us, it, you know, envy starts, envy and strife. And God doesn't work with that. You know, in James 4 and 6 says, but he gives more grace, whereof he saith, God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. So, if you keep things simple, if you do things in moderation and keep it simple, you're going to understand the Lord a whole lot better and a whole lot faster. And you'll get to a point where you trust the Lord too. But when people want to be, when they put their will above God's will, and they can't learn God's will when they do that. You know, the Lord said to me once, when a man leans to his own ways, he can't learn my ways. Can't learn the ways of the Father. And we do that, you know, if you're satisfied with an answer and you're convinced of it, it's hard to learn it. Even that's why when people indoctrinate people, when the mindsets, you know, that people have, it's hard to come out of it. It's hard to snap out of it. When Jesus came and taught men the true ways of God, everything worked so easy. He laid hands on people. He prayed for people. They got healed. He spoke the word. They got healed. He gave them understanding. He taught them like nobody else had taught. He spoke boldly. He didn't act like the Pharisees. The Pharisees spoke like politicians, you know. They spoke more like politicians, always acting like everybody's friend, and they act the part. They were actors. But Jesus didn't do that. He just spoke it like it was. He spoke the word of God in love. And the people that didn't want to know God, he spoke parables to them. And people who were humble and wanted to understand, when they asked questions, he broke it down. He explained the parables. And that was usually people who were really sincere. See, faith is the highest form of sincerity. And if you're in faith, you're going to learn a lot more from the Lord than others. So in my history, I've said it many times, the people who learn the most from the Lord are people who walk in love, people who operate according to the love of God. They love people like they love themselves, and greater than that, they love people like God loves people. In other words, their pattern, the way that they love is patterned after the way that God loves. And the hope that God has given him by his love, they share with others in their love walk. And they are the ones that God can relate to. Now, and once when the Lord is teaching you things and helping you understand things, the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. The Lord once taught me that people who, when a church gets in strife, any kind of strife, but let's say the pastor starts a church and he's got a lot of new members, and converts they're not going to pay tithes like people that have been seasoned in the Word of God, people that have heard the Word, people that learned to trust God. They are the ones people who just fall in love with God, they are the ones that don't mind giving. And you have so many people in one congregation that have so many thought processes. The Lord our God is trying to help us see and understand. Remember, we are like children to him, and he cares about us. Now, this is our lifetime. Remember this word, our lifetime is his chance to win us so that we get to live forever with him. And so it is with every individual. Now, the enemy comes and cloud things up, keep people from understanding God in spirit and in truth. Faith is the highest form of sincerity. If we can believe God, take him at his word, then we're going to find out about that he, it's not going to take long that we realize how much he truly loves us. And the more you understand God and what he's trying to do, he loves us, not only us, but all people, everybody. Every person in every race, every age, God loves us. Jesus didn't just die for a few people. He didn't just die for his 12 disciples. He died for everybody, from Adam to the last man born. Now, with that in mind, his blood washed away all that sin. Sin entered the world through one man, and sin was destroyed for every man by one man. That's Jesus Christ. And he wants us to represent that love wherever we go. He wants us to represent him wherever we go. And the Word of God helps us to do it. That's why the Lord made everything easy, everything simple, easy to be entreated. It's first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Now, I was saying earlier how the Lord taught me something with that verse, that there are people who are converts, and converts don't always pay tithes, because they don't always understand it. Now, people who love God, when they see it in the Word of God, they act on the Word of God. They do the Word of God. A baby Christian can understand the principle of paying tithes when I first got saved and I learned and I learned about tithing, I didn't want to pay 10%. I wanted to pay 90%, but I just couldn't do that. Not working at a grocery store, I couldn't. But that's where my heart was. I wanted to be able to do more for the kingdom of God. I wanted people to know His love, and that never changed about me. I didn't set out wanting to be a preacher, but I wanted to be a blessing to people. I just wanted to be a blessing to people. That haven't changed. My first love is still intact. Now, when you hear God's word and you're willing to serve others, even though they're not going to understand you, they're not going to treat you right, some people are not going to bless you back, but you love them anyway. We're here to represent God. In that sense, you can understand the Lord, because that's what He did. He set out to be a blessing towards people that didn't understand Him, that ridiculed Him, that thought that they didn't think of Him highly. And some people don't even believe Him. But see, the miracles is what proves God. When they see a person sick and you go and lay hands on them and pray for them, and then the Lord miraculously heals them, then that's a statement that cannot be forgotten easy. And the Lord, He does things in great wisdom. Now, in chapter 4 of Acts, Peter and James healed a man at the beautiful gate. Now, religion, my friend, is totally different than the love and kindness of God. It's the opposite. It's impure. I mean, it's not righteous. And it's hard to be understood. It's an aggravation. It's the opposite of what God is. Anybody that gets in pride, they become the opposite of what God is. And, you know, let me put it this way. A proud man, like the Pharisees and Sadducees, the people that got into pride, when they teach, their wisdom is not from above, it's from hell. And the first thing is the opposite of purity. It's not peaceable. You got to work for their love. The way that they represent God, you got to work for God's love. You got to be good enough. It's not gentle. It's a hard road. And you got to prove that you love God. It's not easy to receive. It's not full of mercy. See, everything the Lord teaches us, He's given us something and we don't deserve it. That's what mercy is. He took away the punishment that we deserve and gave us grace, which is a gift we don't deserve and can't earn. And then their logic is it's not full of mercy and good fruits. It's full of works, and you might make it. There are no good fruits. There are no spiritual gifts in cold religion. And it's full of partiality. See, if the Pharisees like you, then they'll say God loves you. If they don't like you, they'll probably curse you. Now, and the word of God is first pure, peaceable, gentle, easy to be treated, full of mercy, good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy. But the lying Pharisees, their whole doctrine was full of hypocrisy. They imposed the law on people and they couldn't keep it themselves. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. And they create strife and nobody learns anything. But they fixed everything up so that they look good in your eyes. And they treat you like a castaway. And if they don't like you, you don't go to heaven in their eyes. Now watch what happened in Acts chapter 4. I'm showing you something, because with God, everything is easy to be entreated, easy to understand, easy to go forward. Now, you know, chapter 3 shows us how the lame man was healed. Now watch chapter 4. It says, "And as they spake unto the people, the priest and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in hold until the next day, for it was now eventide. Howbeit many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of men was about 5,000. And it came to pass on the morrow that their rulers and elders and scribes and Annas the high priest and Caiaphas and John and Alexander and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, By what power or by what name have you done this? Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, Ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and to all people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doeth this man stand before you whole. This is the stone which was set in naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other name, or in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. And beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. This is what cold religion does. It takes away the power of God. And it makes themselves look good, and there's no life in it. It's sterile. Now we had a blessing Sunday yesterday. Pastor Bob Yandian came and preached at our Sunday morning service, and also we had a special evening service. We usually don't have evening services at Victory Christian Fellowship, but yesterday we had an evening service because such a great man of God was in town, and we were blessed by him. But he brought back to us how simple it is to win souls. Just be kind, just love God, and tell your family, show your family what Jesus did in you. And then in the evening service, he brought us back to reality of how simple everything is. You know, the power of God, a lot of people have, the enemy is afraid of the power of God because he even said, quoted Kenneth Hagin, he said, Kenneth Hagin said that when God heals people, that's the dinner bell for salvation. You know how when the chuck wagon, they'd ring that bell and all the cattle drivers will come, they'll come to eat. Because they heard the bell. Well, when the miracles of God are done in love, people see it, and then they want in. They want salvation. Now, back to strife. I didn't complete my thought. Years ago, the Lord showed me how the word is easily entreated. Now, the enemy sowed strife in churches to stop the progress. When pastors get in strife with people because they don't pay tithes, it hinders the way that they learn from them. And when the people get in strife with the pastor, for whatever reason, especially tithes, or anything, it doesn't have to be real. But whenever there's strife, there's a blockade of the knowledge flowing. You can't learn from a person you're in strife with. It's hard to do. I won't say it's impossible, but it's definitely hard to do. But you can learn from somebody that loves you, because James said that the word of God is easy to be entreated and is sown in peace of them that make peace. So wise pastors, they create peace with people. They make peace with, they just love people. And you don't have to make a big deal about who tithes and who don't. And some people do. And when they do, strife forms. Whenever there's envy and strife, there's confusion in every evil work, and it stops the flow of knowledge. People can't learn from you if you create strife. And if they're in strife with you, and once the Lord show you that it exists, then pray and ask the Lord how to destroy the strife, and walk in love with them, and help them out. You know, we're here to be a blessing to people. When people get to the point that they mature and they pay tithes, fine. But if they're not paying tithes in spirit and in truth, God doesn't want it anyway. Because tithes is worship. He wants worship that's in spirit and in truth. So the way to solve the whole problem is love people where they're at, whether they pay tithes or not, treat everybody with the same love of God. And at the correct, when the Holy Spirit put it on your heart, only when the Holy Spirit put it on your heart, study the rightly divided scriptures that He give you to help people understand how blessed they are when they pay tithes. Now, one man, just today, before I came to lunch to do this broadcast at the Bar Labor Park, I'm in my truck doing it now, but a man named Eskus was talking about when he worked at a plant. When he lost his job, he went out and he cleaned people's yard, and they give him the metal that they wanted to throw away. He said he made over $110 a day, every day, and he paid tithes off the top, and he always had money because he understood that principle, tithing works. Now, real testimonies like that, when people just love God, then God, the word works. You can work the word, and it works. See, God loves His people. But just like Brother Yandian said, keep it simple. Now, if you want to see that message that he did, go to YouTubeVCFLive.org. That's YouTubeVCFLive.org. And you can pull up, the date was September the 24th, 2017. And you can see the same messages that bless me. He's a wonderful teacher, one of God's best, and I thank God for Bob Yandy. And you can Google his name and pull up his websites. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He will continue to move in your life. I love you. God loves you, and Jesus truly is our Lord.